Hi, everybody. I got other radio stations and TV stations calling me up, asking me, is our team available? Is Corbin Burns available? Ken Rosenthal saying the Brewers don't even have a shot in this division. What's going on? Ain't nobody taking our team or our players. All that and more, plus a great Brewer victory on Wednesday. That's next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, occasionally, you know, you'll get calls from other radio stations to be guests on their radio shows or podcasts, talking about your team, talking about your players, which I gladly do. But I've had a couple of people now ask me, what about Corbin Burns? Is he going to be on the trading block? We're hearing that he's going to be on the trading block. What about your stadium? We heard that other cities might be interested. Portland, Nashville. I mean, it's like everybody always wants to take our stuff here in Wisconsin. We get something good immediately. They want to take Aaron Rodgers. They want to take Giannis. They want to take Yelich. They want to take this guy. They want to take our stadium and they want to take our team. Ain't nobody going anywhere. If I got anything to say with it, we're going to get into that coming here in a little bit. Brewers got the job done. We're going to get to that as well. Back-to-back shutouts. I'm Chuck Freeman, morning sports anchor at 1310 WIBA in Madison, and also been covering the Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio. Longtime Brewer fan, longtime resident in Wisconsin. I love our sports teams, and I love the Milwaukee Brewers, as you know. And back-to-back shutouts. We'll get to this first before we get into that other stuff, because the Brewers had back-to-back quality wins. Houston came in. They had won Monday's game to run their winning streak to 8 in a row. They had a season high in runs, 12 runs, 15 hits. And you're thinking, oh boy, because they took it to Corbin Burns. They had 4 home runs off him. What's going to happen in the next 2 starts? Colin Ray was pitching Tuesday, Adrian Hauser on Wednesday. And you don't know. You had your doubts with this hard-hitting lineup. But who would have guessed? I mean, what were the odds that the Brewers were going to throw back-to-back shutouts against that offense that had been riding so high? Ray pitched into the 6th inning, and then Hauser got the job done with the help from Piamps and Strzelecki and Wilson. Didn't even have to go. And 9th inning, didn't even have to go to Devin Williams. 2nd game in a row, the Brewers had Devin Williams up. Didn't have to go to him, and they let Holby Milner close it out. How about that? Wins, 2 wins in a row. The Brewers up their record to 27-22. Suddenly, you start feeling a little bit better about the Brewers. Just what I said on Monday, I didn't know if they could beat a good team. Funny how baseball is. They come back and win the back-to-back games. Just like Tuesday night, tight game, going into the 8th inning. 2-0, and then home runs by Owen Miller and Brian Anderson. Miller hit a home run in the 8th inning. Anderson had a 2-run double on Tuesday night, home run on Wednesday. But the bottom line, both of those guys produced in the 8th inning, just like they did in Tuesday, giving the bullpen a cushion going into the 9th inning, breaking up a tight game. And wow, yeah, Devin Williams. Craig Counsell talked about this in the postgame, that it's been a strange year for Williams. And we've been talking about that here on the show, that the Brewers have not had to use Williams in save situations. And that's been great. Not a lot of save situations, not a lot of high leverage situations, and fantastic. They got the job done in San Francisco. Houston was 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position in the last 2 games. Willy Adames homered. 3 of the 5 Brewer hits were home runs. And yeah, just amazing turn of events in this series. It's just baseball, I guess. We know about it. And the game lasted 2 hours and 9 minutes, I want to say. The shortest game at AmFam/Miller Park since 2008, when the Brewers beat San Diego 1-0. And the game was over by 2:20. 2:20, this game was over, meaning you missed rush hour traffic if you left the ballpark Meaning you probably could, if you don't want to, but if you knocked off of work for this businessman special, you probably could have went back to work and maybe made a few sales calls at the end of the day or whatever, made a few extra bucks. But now you probably maybe headed to the bar on Blue Mount or whatever, headed home early. But yeah, I don't remember a Brewer game ever ending at 2:20 in the afternoon, no matter what the starting time. And 12:10 is about as early as they can start. I don't remember the Brewers ever having an earlier start. There might have been some games where they've started right at noon when they were on the old Saturday game of the week, the few times they were on that. But, yeah, that was quick. All right. I've not even introduced myself yet. I was so excited to get into the show, so flabbergasted about other teams going after Corbin Burnes already. And we're not even close to the deadline. And this report from WISN Radio in Milwaukee about the Brewers being told that they better clean up their stadium. They better fix things up. Not an ultimatum, but we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Chuck Freeman, yes, great to have you along. Yeah, I did introduce myself, but I didn't tell you the different ways you can get our podcasts. The audio version, go to your various audio platforms, your podcast platforms, Google, Spotify, Apple. I list them all when I drop the notice on Twitter, letting you know that the podcast is up. And of course, on YouTube, you see our beautiful new graphics on there. Fantastic. We're ready for a TV. We're ready to put this thing on TV. That's how fancy we're looking these days. We never miss a beat here on Lockdown Network. But yeah, you can find us on YouTube. You hit the subscribe button, hit that little bell there, and that's going to alert you every time we drop an episode here on Lockdown Brewers on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. Brewers have the day off. Wait, they don't have the day off Thursday. No, they got San Francisco in the first of a four-game set. That's right. I'm so used to it. They got Thursday off. No, they got a game 6:40 tomorrow night. And, of course, you get every pitch of every game, the hometown broadcast on Sirius XM on the SXM apps, Brewers and Giants coming up tomorrow. Search Brewers on the app, but catch every pitch of the Brewers hometown broadcast, Sirius XM, the SXM app as well. Search Brewers, and that's coming up tomorrow. And you everydayers out there, thank you for following us along. Some of you guys, I hear from you every day on Twitter. You follow us, you leave the comments in YouTube, you follow us on Twitter. Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. You go to the YouTube page, lock comments there, and follow us on the various platforms. I appreciate it because we're all pulling for this team at 27-22, and it appears to be headed in the right direction. But as is always with our sports teams here in Wisconsin, and the Brewers especially, you got to hold your breath. All right. This show is brought to you by Bird Dogs. I've been telling you about the great pants that I got from Bird Dogs. Golf pants, stretchy, comfortable, can play golf, can go to a business meeting, can go out, go fish fry, go to dinner, go for a date, go to a blind date, whatever you need to do. Bird Dogs, they're classy, they're comfortable, and they're made to fit, and they're just wonderful to wear. So go to birddogs.com, Lockdown MLB, and when you enter the promo code Lockdown MLB, they're throwing a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. It's worth over like $20, this tumbler alone. But the pants, great deals on pants, freedom to wear the shorts as well. They're comfortable. I tried them on earlier this morning before heading out to the game. And yeah, the shorts, with summer coming, you're going to want a pair of these. They got a nice little lining in there as well. But Bird Dogs, go to birddogs.com/lockdownMLB. Again, that promo code LockdownMLB will get you a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler. But the pants are the reasons why you want to go there. They are comfortable and they will give you a great fit. Chuck Freeman here on Lockdown Brewers. We'll talk about this stadium issue, this news that the Brewers got from the commissioner as he's going to be in town this week. That's coming up next here on Lockdown Brewers and the Lockdown Podcast Network. That break always allows me to take a drink. All right, thanks for coming back. Chuck Freeman here on Lockdown Brewers. The stadium issue. WISN Dan O'Donnell, who does the midday show on News Talk 1130 WISN, uncovered a report, uncovered some news, I should say, that Fred Manfred will be in Milwaukee on Thursday. And the Brewers have $448 million in repairs. Their lease expires in 2030. Now, if you looked at the stadium, if you went inside the ballpark, I think they've done a great job in upkeep. From the eye, the visual eye, it's not a mess. The bathrooms, everywhere you go, I think it has been up to date and it is looking good. The upkeep of that place has been fantastic. You look outside the ballpark and you think, well, this is not a place that's been open for 20 some odd years. It looks in great shape. You walk around, the restaurant has been changed a few times. They've done a few things. They got the golf thing up there now. And they've made a few changes since it opened back in 2001. But where the repairs come in is maybe some of the things that we don't see, the infrastructure, the roof, things like that that need to keep this thing functional. We need to keep that roof functional. We know that. We can't have that roof one day just be stuck and not open, and therefore we're stuck with an open-air stadium. There's been stadiums in the past that have not been able to close, and they've had to operate with an open-air stadium. We do not, sure, with the summer nights in Milwaukee, of course. You know, that's one thing. But April, and for the most part in May, and many times in September, you have a cool October baseball, which we're planning on. You know, you hope that, you know, that roof never gets stuck. And I know they had some issues early on with the bearings up there. And I'm not the most mechanical guy in the world when it comes to fixing things. But I do know that from what I heard and I see that there's some repairs that we need to be done. And that roof, again, we don't want that roof to be stuck opening and closing. And we're stuck with an open air stadium, beautiful stadium, but we don't want rainouts again. We don't want cold weather and other parts of that ballpark. And what the commissioner has said, Rob Manfred says, he has not put an ultimatum on the Brewers. He has not said, you know, you need to fix the stadium or we're moving it or we're moving this team. He has not said that. But Thursday, he's going to supposedly, according to this report, he's going to lay out to the Brewers, he's visiting all the ballparks, what they need to do to maintain and keep this team in Milwaukee. I don't trust Rob Manfred. Fred Manfred was a sportscaster in Washington, Baltimore, and ABC back in the day. I don't trust the commissioner at all. You know, these guys, who knows what their hidden agenda is? The way professional sports is going these days, I feel like they're really trying to squeeze our small markets out. They would rather have New York, Boston, Los Angeles, probably Houston, and a few other teams, big markets, be strong, and the rest of us just lay down for the rest of the other teams and, you know, have some good stories here and there. But we're pretty much jobbers, like at pro wrestling, you know, the jobber. You know who's going to get, he's going to get squashed by Hulk Hogan or Macho Man Randy Savage during the match. And I think that these professional sports organizations, the leagues want cities like Milwaukee and Kansas City just to be squashes, just to get squashed. You know, they're enhancement talents to make other teams look good. Well, you know, that's not the case. And we've kind of done a good job ourselves with doing that. But then that's what burns me about some of these professional sports leagues. They want, seems like, a handful of teams. Who do you hear? Who do you hear about on the Sunday night baseball games? Who do you hear about the national game of the week? It's the same teams all the time, whether we want to see them or not. Let's run out the Boston Red Sox. Let's run out the Yankees. You know? So I don't, with Manfred, the commissioner, and us being in a small market, and they want to expand in a couple of years to either Portland or Nashville. You know, they want to expand and possibly maybe move a franchise, ones that are not unfit. We've been down this road before. We've been down this road with the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know how they're going to get this public financing done, but it's always going to be an issue. It was when the Packers were trying to expand and get the boxes and get Titletown going. Bob Harlan pushed that through and they got the tax. It was a struggle to get this stadium built in the mid-90s. We know it almost moved down to Charlotte, the Brewers. So this time around, can't mess around. We got to get the financing going. And I know people don't want to hear the public financing. I understand that. But in this day and age, and with the way Major League Baseball, my perception of it, you know, they don't care about the city of Milwaukee. They don't care about the fans. They would move it in a second. Okay. What if Marco Attanasio decides to sell the team down the road? Okay. He's in his 60s. What if he wants to sell the team? What's to preclude him from selling it to an outside owner and that owner moving it? And here we are stuck with a ballpark that needs repairs. Yeah. If they say they need repairs, they need repairs. I know some of you like me will look at it and say, it's just looking great, but maybe the stadium does need some repairs. And if they say they do, we got to get it done and we got to keep this team here. We cannot afford to get in this mess. 1995 was close. We were a vote away from losing the Milwaukee Brewers and never having the ballpark built. Let's not go down that road ever again. All right, nothing new on Julio Teheran. Now, the Brewers have not named their starter for Thursday's game against San Francisco, and there's rumblings that maybe Teheran might be the starter. We'll see. No report yet from the Brewers as to whether or not they have signed him or not. But, you know, that's why the Brewers, even after the game, TBA, the Brewers have not named their starter. The Giants have not named their starter for tomorrow's game. All right. Ken Rosenthal on a podcast recently says the Brewers are not going to win the division. In fact, he says the Cardinals are going to win this division by 10 games. Is that do you believe that? And also, what about Corbin Burnes? Is he staying or going? All that and more coming up next here on Locked On Brewers. On the Locked On Podcast Network, we are your team every day. I've been telling you about Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Money. Rocket Money can help you save money. Rocket Money, try it for free for 30 days. Rocket Money, what they do, they're able to help you out on any subscriptions out there that you have that you don't know you have. Let's say you have a subscription to something on cable or satellite, or you have a subscription to a magazine or a publication or some website. You don't know you're having it, but you're getting charged every month for it. Rocket Money can help you in that area. Rocket Money can alert you. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. Rocket Money monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills. It's all in one place. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions right now. Manage your expenses the easy way. Go to Rocket Money, rocketmoney.com/lockedonMLB. That's rocketmoney.com/lockedonMLB. They'll help you save some money. They'll help you with your personal finances. They'll help you lower your bills. They'll monitor your spending all in one place. rocketmoney.com/lockedonMLB. We're coming right back and tell you about Corbin Burnes, whether he's staying or going next here on Locked On Brewers. All right, the Brewers open up a first of four with San Francisco coming up on Thursday, 6:40 with that first pitch on Thursday night. It'll be afternoon out in San Francisco, but catch the hometown broadcasts of Brewers baseball on SiriusXM on the SXM app. Search Brewers, 6:40 for the Brewers and Giants for the first of three. And thank you, all you everydayers out there who follow us along on the various podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, YouTube. Our YouTube channel is growing by the day. And thank you very much. Love that is growing. I look and I see we have new subscribers every day. Follow us on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that little bell over there. That's going to alert you every time we drop an episode. We're here 7 days a week. After every game, we are talking Brewer baseball with you. The Brewers play 7 days a week. I had to take a drink. The Brewers play 7 days a week. We're going to be here after every game talking Brewers baseball. Weekend versions are a little shorter, but hey, the motto on Locked On Network is we are your team every day, and I'm taking that serious. We're your team every day, so I'm going to be here every day talking Brewers baseball with you. And I notice on weekends, we get just as many downloads sometimes as we do during the week. So thank you all you out there, you everydayers out there who follow us everywhere. On Locked On Brewers. Yeah, Ken Rosenthal writes for The Athletic, noted sports writer, baseball writer for years. You see him on Fox. He says the Brewers are going to trade Corbin Burnes by the All-Star break. And not only that, the Brewers are not going to keep a hold of this division, the NL Central. The Cardinals are not only going to surpass the Brewers, but win the division by 10 games. That would be like, okay, the Brewers have a 5.5 game lead on St. Louis right now, pending the night action on Wednesday. That means the Brewers are going to lose 16 games in the schedule between now and September. I don't think that's happening. Brewers would have to lose 90 games. No, that's not. Now, I mean, are the Brewers as good as they were earlier in the year? No. But they're not finishing 10 games behind the St. Louis Cardinals. I got news from Ken Rosenthal. I know the Cardinals are better than what they played earlier in the year, and they're coming on strong, and they won on Tuesday night. But they're not winning this division by 10 games. I don't know what his deal was, but please, Ken Rosenthal. I know, again, we don't want the Brewers to be in the race. I get it, because we don't want to put the Brewers on national TV. I understand that. I get it. You don't want to have the Brewers on Fox. I understand you want to bury the Brewers, but and you want them to job to the Cardinals, but it's not happening. They're not winning. The Cardinals may take over this division, and I'm not saying the Cardinals won't win the division. They might, but they're not winning this division by 10 games. And Corbin Burnes, again, quit picking at our players. We're in first place right now. Don't be taking our players. You know, Josh Hader left during a pennant race last year. I think the Brewers learned their lesson from that. All right. Yeah. Burnes gave him 4 home runs on Monday, but let's not get down on him totally. All right. Going to need him. If you trade Corbin Burnes, you might as well close down AmFam Field and move to Portland if you're not going to compete. But no, that's not happening. Can't trade Corbin Burnes unless you're out of the race. And I don't believe by July or any time between now and then, they're going to be out of the race. So yeah, trading Corbin Burnes, no, not at all. Got time on that contract yet, okay? Let him pitch, and the incentive for him is he wants to get that $300 million contract. It may not happen here, but and the Brewers did the smart move there by not giving him the $700,000 because they don't feel he's going to be long-term with him anyway, but you got him on the team, okay? It's like a rental, okay? You got him. You're going to keep him. You're going to use him. Let him go out there and pitch. He's going to help you win games. And by the same token, he's going to help himself earn a bigger paycheck down the road. That's fine. San Francisco comes here with a 24-25 record tomorrow. We're going for the 3-game sweep of Minnesota today, but left too many guys on base. Their defense let them down, and they got beat. They come in with a record of 24-25. Like I said, the Brewers have not named their starting pitcher as of Wednesday early evening, and the Giants have not named their starting pitcher. So we'll see. Brewers did drop 2 of 3 to San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. That was a bad road trip for the Brewers. Remember, they got swept in Colorado, went to San Francisco, lost the first 2 games, and then won the final game. Time for some payback against the Giants and take part of the series. Take 3 or 4 from these guys. You know, sweep would be great, but you know, taking 3 or 4 would be just outstanding. All in all, hey, you know what? The Brewers took 2 of 3 from the Houston Astros, who came in here red hot and thumped the Brewers on Monday night. But yeah, you got to give the Brewers credit for hanging in there. Yeah, they're injured. They got pitchers on that injury list. They got Owen Miller just leading the way these days. Owen Miller putting the team on his back. And Council said after the game today, you can't take him out of the lineup, which I've been telling you. You got to find a place to play him every day. And they are. Yeah, you got to ride the hot bat. They weren't expecting to play Owen Miller this much, but now you can't live without him. He had another home run, his second in two games. Keep it going. And the Fredonia native is starting to get some big-time publicity. I think he was on the MLB Network as well talking about that and playing for his hometown team. Keep it going into San Francisco, Owen Miller. And the Brewers hopefully extend to a three in a row with a win over the Giants. We'll be talking to you after the game on Thursday night in a first of four with the Giants. That's going to about do it for the show today. I'm Chuck Freeman. Thanks for joining me. Follow me on Twitter, Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. This has been Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day.